Day.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We will start things out by going right to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Will in Hawaii on the amplifier line. Hello, Will.
Hey. Well, today's November 5th, and as I'm sure most of your listeners know, there's a massive campaign today to try to bring as many donations as possible to Ron Paul's campaign today.
There sure is. Yeah. A hugely successful campaign to bring as many donations as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, there's lots of organizations, good organizations, that are competing for freedom lovers' money. In the past, I've donated to the Free State Project, Downsize DC, and, of course, I'm a Free Talk Live amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about all of those, they're great organizations, but they're all really kind of long-term projects. The thing about Ron Paul's campaign is it's pretty much now or never. If he's not elected, or if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, then I can't see any other possibility of having a libertarian-minded person in the White House anytime in the future. So I've decided to donate all of the money that I'm going to donate to libertarian-related things to Ron Paul's campaign.
Just for the year?
Yeah, for the year.
Yeah.
But not only that, another thing I've been seeing online is some people saying, well, you know, I'm going to donate some today, but I'm also going to wait until Christmas. I guess apparently there's some move to, you know, bring this Christmas present to Ron Paul or whatever.
Oh, there's going to be another one of these. They call these the money bombs.
Right.
For those that don't know, there's this huge grassroots organization that's supporting Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. And he's not a Republican like the other Republicans, if you've never heard of him. He's really a libertarian wearing the Republican label, essentially, in order to get into the debates and you know, get the message heard.
Right.
And so there's this huge grassroots, I mean, real grassroots, real decentralized group of people that's out there self-organizing and starting up all these wonderful efforts to help promote this campaign, Ron Paul campaign, and this November 5th thing. It's been reported in the news today as being a campaign thing. No, this was something that was come up with by one Ron Paul supporter.
Yeah, one guy.
Who then promoted the idea on the forums and on the internet and on Ron Paul blogs and that sort of thing. And now, as a result, I'm looking at the graph.
You know, it's unbelievable.
There's a Ron Paul graphs website. They're getting so many hits today, they've had to ask people to limit their refreshing of the site to every 10 minutes. I typed in ronpaulgraphs.com, and it took several seconds for it to come up. So there are a lot of people just sitting there watching the money go up, and it's just dramatic the amount of money they've raised.
They had an update at Wall Street Journal, and I have to give kudos to the Wall Street Journal on their editorial side, because they had a piece on this November 5th. .com event, and he mentioned the individual who started it. He mentioned the $100 that they wanted to get 100,000 people to donate $100 each, and he said by 8 in the morning they already had $3.2 million.
That's not true. I'm looking at the graph here. At about 6 a.m., it was up to $500,000. So they managed to raise $500,000 in the overnight hours alone.
Right, but what he was saying, I'm sorry, what both of you are saying is true and correct.
Oh, you mean total for the quarter.
Probably.
Right. Gardner said the total for the quarter. What you're talking about is what they had at that
time.
I thought they meant from midnight to 8 a.m.
No,
I'll have to recheck that.
But 8 a.m., they had $700,000. And then according to the graph, noon, it was up to about $1.6 million. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, I presume this is Eastern time, at 4 o'clock it was 2.4, and it's currently about to eclipse $3 million.
Yeah, it's just under $3
million. Okay.
So, I'm sorry, I think I interrupted you, Will, if you could go ahead. You're saying that you're contributing a significant amount of money to the campaign. You're redirecting your libertarian or liberty-oriented contributions to the Ron Paul campaign.
Right, and also, another point I wanted to bring up, on an individual basis, I think if you're intending to donate a certain amount of money to Ron Paul's campaign this year, it's a mistake to donate some today and then hold off some for Christmas, because it's better that you donate as much as you intend to donate to Ron Paul's campaign entirely right now.
Why?
Because Well, to get to win the key early primary states, they need advertising dollars,
yep.
so they can, you know, spend advertising and get the word out about Ron Paul's name, because really that's the biggest problem. And to get the advertising, they need to get the money as early as possible so they can get the best rate and to basically ensure they get the advertising at all. And if you wait until Christmas to donate, that's probably too late to get really effective advertising out to a lot of the early primary states.
Well, I guess if you have the money, then you shouldn't wait. But if
exactly.
you're somebody who is you know, on a tight budget,
right,
then
yeah,
obviously.
If you have the money, it's better to donate as early as possible.
Yes. Now, I wouldn't recommend that that everybody take your advice and cancel all of their liberty-oriented contributions, because if you cancel Free Talk Live's amplifiers...
I'm not canceling as an amplifier, but I'm not raising my amp contribution or anything.
Okay, you're not raising it. That's okay, because if all of a sudden all of our amps drop off, then we are dead in the water.
Yeah, I'm not canceling, and I don't recommend anybody cancel, in terms of any new donations.
I
consider that already donated money.
Well,
so I just encourage everybody to donate as much as they can to Ron Paul's campaign today.
All right. I think they are doing that. In fact, I believe I'll be putting in a contribution during the show tonight. Thanks for the call, Will. We appreciate
it.
Oh,
yeah. A good look to Julia and her election tomorrow.
You know, we're going to give you an update on that here in a moment. Thanks for the call,
cool.
dude. 800-259-9231. Just a few minutes before the show started, I was pointed to on one of the few threads that are out there on NHFree.com and other sites about Julia's campaign. My girlfriend, in case you don't know, running for city council in Keene, New Hampshire, and she's really stirred up the pot.
Yeah.
There's nobody else that's running against the incumbents for the different ward seats here in Keene except for her. And she's managed to already pull in two front page articles in the local newspaper.
She's
about
getting
her campaign.
A lot of press.
And one of those front page articles came out today. It was about the fact that we talked about this and extended an entire hour, actually, over the weekend on the show. We had her on the program and basically interviewed her about this. But essentially, the New Hampshire Attorney General has threatened her with up to 7 years in prison for promising to give her paychecks, if she's elected as a city councilor, to give her $500 paychecks, which would be four of those a year, because it's only two grand a year, to give them back to randomly chosen taxpayers that live in her ward.
Can you imagine giving taxpayers their money back?
Mm-hmm.
This is an outrage!
Right.
And so, you know, we talked about that over the weekend, and it made the newspaper today, that news, because I sent out a release over the weekend about that. And that newspaper story that made it front page of this paper, as of a few hours ago, hit the Associated Press. Now,
excellent.
It's not the full story, it's just a quick little blurb. Here's what's happening in Keene, New Hampshire. You know, that sort of thing. But it's something, and it mentions the Free State Project.
Excellent.
And it talks about how the Free State Project is a movement of liberty lovers all moving to New Hampshire. It mentions Julia. I was sort of mentioned in there as well. And so Fox News has picked it up. WBZ in Boston has picked it up. WMUR in Manchester. And that's just as of right before the show. More
so
people might pick it up.
It's a victory even if she doesn't win the
right.
campaign.
It's
yeah.
great. It's fantastic. And it not only does it help her, but it proves a point, which is a point that you brought up in an email to me, Ian, which is that she would just freely take the money that would be given to her. It would be her money, and she's giving away. Somehow they find that reprehensible, somehow illegal, and somehow
right.
implying graft or corruption. But if she were to vote or promise to vote to have higher spending for certain items.
Right. Interest group is.
Exactly.
Like every other politician.
Yes, exactly.
Hillary Clinton from this brochure that she sent out last week.
Oh, Hillary.
She wants to give people $3,500 tax credits
well,
in order to send their kids to school and stuff.
Sounds like bribery to me.
Yeah, I mean, how's that different?
Well, and especially when you look at the earned income tax credit, those people are supposedly given tax breaks, but they never actually pay taxes on the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
They're given money back that they never gave in the first place.
So it's a net
money
gain.
Other people already gave. Yeah,
right.
That's the kind of thing Hillary says. Whenever they say they want to give a working class tax break, what they mean is they want to expand the earned income tax credit.
Right.
Perfect example of it. What crap.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no real fundamental difference there except that Julia is serious about actually allowing people to keep their money, and she's a serious small government candidate, and the system, the status quo, isn't like that one bit. So at this point, we've modified things, and she's now going to give her paychecks away to charities and other nonprofits in the area. So 800-259-9231, there's that update. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features include, by the way, archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Hopefully we'll be getting a torrent online for the entire month of October here sometime tonight. If I can get get my stuff together. Things are crazy right now with this. Julia and I getting ready for the election. We're trying to make up signs. We got to waterproof them because it's going to be raining in New Hampshire tomorrow morning. We're going to be out of the polls. So we'll
nobody
bring
wants
you,
to hear your excuses.
We'll
get the
bring
dance
you the
online.
Results. We'll bring you the results, of course, of her election tomorrow night as we learn them. Oh, by the way, you can now save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com as we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go to Jamie in Kentucky. I believe it's Jamie told you so. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm doing just fine.
Are you on a speakerphone, Jamie?
No.
You sound kind of far off. You in a bathroom?
I'm in a bathroom, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what the problem is. All right. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say that these gas prices are going up too high.
The gas prices are too high?
Yeah. It's like up to $3 where I live at.
I heard today on the radio that you can expect to see another 10 or 15 cent jump within the next near future.
Well, it's the people letting it happen. You know, they keep on buying it. They're going to keep on raising it.
Well,
but there's
what do you want people to do, man? I mean, if you've got to drive to a job 45 minutes away, you're not going to get on your bicycle.
Well, there's alternatives, though. If they have a diesel engine, you know, like you know, they say everything goes up when gas goes up.
It's true.
Well, these diesel engine trucks can hold bio diesel.
The biodiesel stuff is pretty neat, but most people don't have diesel.
Well, I'm talking about these trucks that send the food, though, from the to the companies.
Right.
And they can use biodiesel, but no, they never use this gas, diesel.
Is there enough biodiesel out there? I mean, as I understand it, when you are a biodiesel person, you have to go and actually find a Burger King or something like that and go and get their grease their oil.
The government gives you some incentives to help make it.
Well, you know, if you're talking about having Walmart retrofit their entire fleet, and most trucks are diesel, if you're talking about, I mean, that's a huge amount of biodiesel that's going to be required, and I don't think there's anybody making it on a commercial basis.
Well, it's a lot cheaper to make, though. It's when I last checked in on it, it was $1.50 a gallon.
Well, there must be something funny. I mean, there must be a reason why it's not being manufactured in a major way.
Because of the gasoline.
Because we read a story on the air a little while back, maybe a year or so ago, about Walmart and all the different things they're doing to make their stores more environmentally friendly and their truck fleet more efficient and that sort of thing. And biodiesel wasn't mentioned in that story, so I would expect that Walmart would be well aware of biodiesel, and there must be some reason why. Maybe it works okay for your little Jeep or something, but it's just not effective for, you know, an 18-wheeler. That's just my guess. I'm not sure.
There's one more thing before I go.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, there's electricity. You know, you like solar power. There's alternative things, but people, you know, like to hurt the environment.
I don't think they like to hurt the environment.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, there was a recent study that was released, and you can find a lot of the statistics out there that showed the cost effectiveness of various forms of power. And the most cost effective is nuclear power. The least cost effective that's out there, generally speaking, is solar power. And oil is near the top for cost effectiveness. Natural gas is just above it. It costs about, I think it's like $7 per kilowatt hour for oil, $6 per kilowatt hour for natural gas, $17 per kilowatt hour for, I believe it's for solar.
What is it for nuclear?
In nuclear, it's like a little over one.
Wow, that's an amazing difference.
Yeah.
And of course, it's not necessarily the power company's choices to go with those other options. They're prohibited by federal law, federal regulation, from building any new nuclear power plants. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's. I don't think, Jamie, that people are making the conscious choice to destroy the environment.
You brought up a good point there. But that's why there's too much government and stuff.
Well, that's true. Thanks for the call, Jamie. We appreciate hearing from you. As always, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on the air, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I had a couple of comments about November 5th and Guy Fawkes Day, but Gardner, the thing about the cost effectiveness,
yeah.
You really can't you really can't look at those numbers because they figure oil at $80 a barrel or 88 or whatever it was today, and they, you know, gasoline at this. But if you count the $1 trillion that we're spending over there to get oil, you know, you're talking about a $200 or $300 barrel of oil when you count all that stuff in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And they don't do that in the you know, economic things because they look up at the gas pump and say, well, it's, you know, $2.85 today, but it's not. It's $12.85.
Right. It's essentially it's a subsidized price.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I have been watching the this November 5th, which is just genius. I mean, it's not Ron Paul. It's not his campaign staff. In fact, they're trying to not say anything at all about it. It's just a bunch of activists or one guy, you know, convincing a bunch of people to go up there. I mean, it's beautiful.
It really is amazing. Again, just before we started, we'll give you updates periodically throughout the show just to give you an idea of how much they are raising, how fast. I mean, it's hard for it to sink in that this little Ron Paul campaign could possibly have raised $3 million in less than 24 hours, but that's exactly what is happening.
Right, and you know, they're gonna discount it, they're going to poo-poo it, they're going to do whatever they possibly can say.
You should have heard that. Did you hear the Wolf Blitzer report on CNN today?
No, was that?
Here's how they poo-pooed it. They were talking about how great these numbers were, but then they said, well, we can't be sure these are real until the final FEC election reports come in at the end of the quarter. And they said that a few times. We're not sure. Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me these are pledges or are these actual credit card contributions that have come through?
Well, but, of course, they didn't have a Ron Paul campaign staffer right there to answer the question, because the fact is they are credit cards.
The girl did say they were credit cards, but, again, they then said, well, we can't confirm until the end of the quarter. And that's fine.
Well, they you know, it's like these, you know, polls that Sean Hannity complains about. You know, they're voting over and over again. It's not only $3 million donated. It's $1 donated 3 million times.
Mm. That's a good point.
Anyway, so I went up today, and I was going to give $500.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, I needed something a little more significant than that. Mm. So I ended up pledging $804.70.
Why? What's the relevance?
Well, I figured that I could have bought an ounce of gold today, but that $804.70 that the gold is today would create a much better return if Ron Paul got in the White House.
Very nice.
I agree. Any other thoughts tonight, Brian?
Yeah, I was looking up there, and apparently on Guy Fawkes Night, which is tonight in England, traditional meal is Grody Dick.
Oh, my God. What is that?
It's also called Grody Pudding. Grotee with a T. It's meat and beef and leeks and onions and oat groats, which is a way of creating oats for a very nutritious way.
Hmm.
And you just kind of boil them all for 16 hours, and then it kind of comes out in this mush, and you eat it.
No,
so
I don't.
That tonight.
Yeah, I'll stay away from that. I've got a nice sandwich from Panera.
Isn't Guy Fawkes like he was a pro-Protestant or pro-Catholic revolutionary or something? I mean, so this is a Catholic or Protestant meal?
It's a British meal, man. It all tastes the same.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Obviously, the Ron Paul campaign, really exciting. A lot of people tonight making news, making headlines. But there's a lot of other stuff to talk about, including the TSA and its numbers. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Steve Shank for the Fearless Task Force. We can never have our freedom as long as we are in any way dependent on anything or those who would control us. You will either be ready for emergencies, have safe supplies of enough food, become free of debt, or give your life to those who will control those dependencies to own you. Choose you this day whom you will serve, your God and your loved ones, or those who will feed you to own you and send you to prison as collateral for your loans. We're also here to help you fight the battle against crooks and scam artists who want to get rich selling you useless food supplies and criminally dangerous debt plans. Food supplies and the debt-free program can be contacted at 800-409-5633, on the web efoodsdirect.com, or phone 800-409-5633. Just remember, if it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the bulletin board system. We've got a lot of posts there, over 300,000 of them, as a matter of fact. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find them all discussed, and they're all totally free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Once again, 800-259-9231. Updates again throughout the night on the Ron Paul This November 5th effort going on as we speak, raising tremendous amounts of money in less than 24 hours. We'll keep you in the loop on that. But in the meantime, we take you to the airports of America and the TSA. Now, we've talked about the TSA a lot on this show. We've talked about just the failures that they've had, the huge failures, 70% of bombs and bomb parts go completely unnoticed by their screeners.
Guns, knives.
Then there are the lives of the people that they've just roughed up and just
urinated on, basically. I mean, for lack of a better term, they don't care about you, and they treat you like they don't care about you, and it's just, you know, there's no customer service. It's the government. They don't care. They're not interested in you know, you being happy. All they're interested in doing is inconveniencing you, and of course, they get to cash in. It doesn't matter how bad
they
are.
They don't want to inconvenience you. They do inconvenience you, but what they want to do is they, you know, they want to catch the guns, knives, and bombs. They fail largely, or at least half the time, thereabouts. But, you know, it's because they're not incentivized properly. And they want to put on a good show to make everybody feel better about the idea of flying, but I feel like it could be done so much better by the airlines themselves.
Well, right. You can't really incentivize them properly because they're a government agency and they can never really be subject to market forces like demand and supply and, you know, all the other basic
things.
All those
other evil things that socialists don't seem to like.
Right. So basically, they are going to get paid whether or not they find the bombs. They're going to. It doesn't matter. They've been very consistent in failure over the last 6 years or 5 years, however long they've been around. Very consistently failing, but yet the bureaucracy continues to expand. They continue to get a bigger budgets, more and more bureaucrats. And again, the cycle just repeats itself. Failure begets more failure, begets bigger bureaucracy, begets more failure, and on and on.
And you know, just have to say, it's so funny because you hear the politicians tell us, you know, the fact that there hasn't been an attack on us on American soil since 2001, that's no accident. Well, you know what? If you look at the statistics, it is an accident, and it's mostly due not to your diligence or your vigilance on the TSA side or on the Homeland Security side, but the fact that the terrorists just haven't gone that route. If they wanted to, they could have killed thousands of people by now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely absurd to believe, and it's just sort of like this neocon fantasy, essentially, to believe that the reason we haven't been attacked is because the CIA's out there just swatting those terrorists down like flies.
Oh, yeah. And in the meantime, they claim credit for it. After the British bomb plot from Heathrow last year, we had the Homeland Security Chief, Michael Chertoff, saying, we were intimately involved in this. They weren't intimately involved in it at all. The only intimate involvement they had in it is sort of like, you know, a guy coming in finding out that his wife has slept with another guy. He wasn't intimately involved in any way whatsoever. He found out after the fact. The deal is, the intimate involvement was they kept it quiet when the British told them about it.
You know, the other thing about these guys is that the plots that have come out, the evil terrorist plots that they've supposedly busted up, you know, because of their awesome undercover work or whatever, usually turns out to be an FBI agent or CIA agent or whoever it is that's on the case, usually turns out to be a government agent provocateur who goes around and tries to stir stuff up, who goes around and finds, you know, easily manipulable people and suggests to them that they, hey, let's get together and bomb something. You know, he suggests to people who hadn't thought of bombing anything in the past that, well, we should get together and bomb things. And then, you know,
and then once they
have
the conversation, they're guilty.
Right, exactly. So that's what most of it's been. They really haven't done much. And the fact is, if somebody in America really wanted to go blow something up, all you need to do is learn how to make a bomb and know how to get the materials. Go to the Anarchist Cookbook is available online for free. Now, of course, now I've used the term anarchist. It's not the... We're not bomb-throwing anarchists.
No.
Those are the bomb-throwing anarchists. But anyway, the Anarchist Cookbook has a bunch of bomb-making recipes in it, stuff that you can make bombs with, you know, common household chemicals and things you can find at Walmart. I don't know how much damage that's going to do, but a bomb is a bomb, and I'm sure the terrorists know much more creative ways to build bombs from scratch. So it wouldn't be that hard to strap a bomb to yourself or hide a bomb somewhere and set it off, not necessarily on an airplane, but, you know, at the side of a building, underground in a subway, whatever. I'm not trying to give anybody an idea here. All I'm saying is...
I'm sure whatever idea you might have, they've already had it.
Right. All I'm saying is there are 300 million people in this country, and the idea that the CIA is keeping tabs on everybody to prevent bombs from going off is patently absurd.
Yeah.
So... speaking of the TSA, it's the original point of bringing this story up, the Associated Press. Now, remember, the TSA hasn't been doing so good on its own tests, right? Because the agency has a red team, and the red team goes through and it tests the TSA agents to see if they can find these bomb materials. Well, looks like the statistics are finally going to change in the favor of the TSA.
How's that?
Things are getting better over there at the TSA.
Mm. The red team's going to be more fair to the TSA.
No, no. The Transportation Security Administration, according to the Associated Press, touts its programs to ensure security by using undercover operatives to test its airport screeners. In one instance, however, one instance that they were caught at, the agency thwarted such a test by alerting screeners across the country that it was underway, even providing descriptions of the undercover agents. The government routinely runs covert tests at airports to ensure security measures in place are sufficient to stop a terrorist from bringing something dangerous onto an airplane, which, of course, we all know they aren't sufficient. Alerting screeners when the undercover officer is coming through and what the person looks like might just defeat that purpose.
Maybe.
But that's exactly what happened on April 28, 2006, according to an email from top TSA official who oversees security operations. In an email to more than a dozen recipients, including airport security staff, this official warned that, quote, several airport authorities and airport police departments have recently received informal notice of security testing being carried out by the Department of Transportation and the FAA. The email relayed an alert that described a couple who were testing security. The woman is white but has an Oriental woman's picture on her identification card. They will print a boarding pass from a flight, change the date, get through security if not noticed, and try to board a flight and place a bag in the overhead. Because the pair had altered the date on a boarding pass, the email advised, alert your security line vendors to be aware of the subtle alterations to date info. So, the inside information, the TSA is giving up its own inspectors, basically, to its own staff.
They're tired of failing so bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh, this 50, 75, 90% failure rate, this makes us look bad. We need a better failure rate.
Something about that.
Now, as usual, when government gets caught red-handed doing something, or when a government agent gets caught red-handed, the agencies respond with this line. The TSA Inspector General is investigating the incident, and the agency would not discuss details of the case because it's part of an ongoing investigation.
Absolutely. You wouldn't want to hold these people responsible.
And you know what's nice about it is while they're spending time keeping their eye out for those TSA people, you know, so they could get a better score, that took some time away from actually looking for real people.
Sure.
Good job, guys. That makes me really want to fly.
So these guys are just amazing, aren't they? First it's FEMA with a fake press conference. Now
great.
It's the TSA essentially outing their own security screeners. Outing their testing process to their own employees. But here's what some representative wrote. Any effort to undermine the integrity of covert testing of the TSA screening checkpoints is unacceptable.
Maybe Valerie Plame should be working for these people.
It's so easy for these people to feign as though they actually are upset or angry about this when this representative who made that quote, he must know that nothing fundamental is going to change about the TSA. They can get behind their podiums and pound them as loud as they want to and talk about, it's unacceptable. We're going to make sure something has changed to stop this from happening in the future. I'm not sure what that's going to be, and the TSA isn't talking to the media, so we'll get back to you. And then 4 weeks later, everyone's forgotten about it.
And they're all going to have raises next year.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. assured that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They sell just about everything. 41 categories of products that you can shop in. And when you enter Amazon through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, you will be sending us a percentage of your purchase, or Amazon will be sending it to us. And it's really great. You do the same shopping, same great prices, same great free Super Saver shipping deals, same huge selection. It's just that when you check out, you won't see it anywhere, okay? So it's kind of confusing. Some people send me the occasional instant message or email or whatever. They say, well, I'm not sure if they gave you the money or not. Well, I don't really have a way to pull up your individual orders. I can't see what you ordered, but trust us, if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, we will get a percentage.
Likely it will work.
In fact, Gardner,
yes,
is going to be publishing, or is publishing as we speak, his brand new book. And it will be available, and actually is available, on Amazon.
I have gotten the word, and tonight is the night. It is now available at Amazon, and they can do it right through. It is called Live Free or Die. It is my first nationally published book. And it includes essays and articles on economics, history, ethics, political philosophy, constitutionalism, And also work my father did when he entered World War II. He brought some black books with him, and he would include aphorisms and wise sayings from Aristotle, Jefferson, people like that. And he used to write his own, and we always wanted to get his published. So his aphorisms introduce various sections of the book, whether it be free market economics approach towards education, those types of things. And there is also, for people who are disinclined to be reading political philosophy or economics, there are short fiction stories in there.
Oh, wow.
And,
cool.
Yeah, and there's an unproduced script from my time when I was at the Outer Limits. I put a screenplay in there. It's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, there's certainly no shortage of the written word in this book.
It's big.
A monster.
Yeah, it's really big. Book. It's available. Folks, go to Amazon.com.
The Bible.
It's big. It weighs 4 pounds, and it's 480 pages. It's
like, so you're getting your money's worth. Now, nothing's worse than going to buy a book and having it cost 20, 25 bucks, and it being less than 100 pages.
Oh, I know. Especially some of the esoteric things that we pick up are very expensive sometimes.
And you're getting your money's worth with this book. I mean,
yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's Gardner's book. It's called Live Free or Die. So go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and pull it up and
thank
order
you,
it and maybe give it to a friend
you,
or something for a Christmas gift because
yeah.
it's that time of year.
Yeah, get it for Christmas. Grab it. It's got a great picture of the old man on the mountain on the cover, and it says Live Free or Die right across the top. So if you're a free stater, you want to learn about New Hampshire, and, of course, you already have political economics background or instincts, grab it, read it. There's stuff in there about von Mises and all sorts of stuff in there that you're just going to like a lot. And the short stories, I think, you'll find to be a blast.
800-259-9231. By the way, Gardner's website is libertyconspiracy.com, as an aside.
There's a link over there, too.
Yes, 800-259-9231. If you go through Gardner's link, a percentage of the cost will go to Gardner.
That's right.
If you go through Amazon.freetalklive.com, it'll go to us.
You are fighting over those three quarters, aren't you?
Now you've got choices to make.
That's right.
All right, so we're going to talk cops because, well, why not? A woman says Bradenton police traded money and drugs for sex. Now, usually the corrupt cop stories come in the form of drugs. Just something about drugs. Either taking money from the evidence locker or stealing money from a suspected drug dealer or actually stealing drugs themselves, reselling them on the street. Usually something about that. But sometimes sex comes into play.
Well, power and sex have a tendency to be linked. The kind of people that want to get into power will often use it to get sex. I would imagine also that, you know, that's just the way it is. Power and sex go together.
Yep. So the story's from Bradenton, which is where you used to live, Mark.
It's my hometown. I was, from Bradenton.
Maybe you know this lady. On May 30th, a woman in jail on prostitution charges.
I don't think so.
Was pulled from her cell by a Bradenton Police Internal Affairs officer and taken to police headquarters. According to jail records, for 3 hours, Dawn Marie Gibson said she described to the investigators how she had sex numerous times
with
on-duty Bradenton police officers in a patrol car, at a substation, and in the backs of alleyways.
Oh, my.
What's the call code for that?
I don't know.
You're calling back.
She said the officers gave her money and crack cocaine and offered her protection from arrest in exchange for the sex acts. The head of the police department's internal affairs division acknowledged that Gibson was taken from jail and interviewed. The day after the interview, Bradenton police officer William Anderson resigned. 2 days later, another officer, Larry Pritchett, also resigned. At about the same time, decorated undercover agent Pete Biddlecombe took a leave of absence and then resigned 5 weeks later, despite a service record that included recognition as Officer of the Year.
Officer of the Year is doing a crack whore in the back alley. Yep. Oh, my God.
By the way, this is also an interesting point. I mean, we were talking about
a
corrupt cop story.
Nothing classier than Bradenton, let me tell you.
We were talking about a corrupt cop story over the weekend.
That's great.
And in that case, it was the top narcotics officer in, I think it was New Haven, Connecticut. The top narcotics officer, the head of the narcotics division, he'd been on the force for 39 years.
Yeah.
Was also caught stealing money from a drug dealer. I mean, it is so true that the corruption rises through the ranks in these bureaucracies. They always try to tell you, whenever you bring up one of these stories, that
it's an isolated incident.
No, just a few bad apples. But the bad apples are at the top of the tree. I mean, they're all over the place.
Bad roots.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole tree is rotting to the core. And now here you go. I mean, the Officer of the Year. For weeks, Police Chief Michael Radzilowski refused to discuss Ms. Gibson, her allegations, or even whether there was a formal investigation into the actions of the officers. The chief has long said there's no active in, or long said there is an internal an active internal affairs investigation regarding one of the other officers. On Friday, the chief acknowledged that Ms. Gibson was interviewed, and he said that at least some of her statements about having sex with the officers are believed to be true. Because there is the chance that, you know, this is just a crackhead making up a story. But now you've got confirmation from the police chief.
Yeah, he says, I did her in the back alley, too, so I know that the rest of the guys must have.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they told me where her mole was, and I
had to check.
He said that the officers were never under any formal investigation because they resigned before supervisors could initiate an inquiry into possible misconduct. So does that mean it's legal? If the cops quit before they can be investigated for having sex with a crack whore and trading drugs and money for sex with a crack whore and protection,
yeah.
If they just resign before the investigation starts, they're scot free. There's no
probably
after the fact.
It's just not as important to investigate them at that point.
The statute of limitations just expires when the police officer quits his job.
And isn't it? Oh, that's just beautiful.
Yeah. Apparently, again, another one of the officers resigned after the inquiry was started. Two officers didn't make statements to police officials. One of the others did, addressing an allegation of misconduct that happened 2 years ago. All three officers, who cited personal reasons as the impetus for their resignations, worked in a street crimes unit that
targets what the union told them to say.
Low-level offenses such as drug peddling and prostitution. Gibson is an admitted prostitute and drug addict who's been arrested 4 times in the past 7 months and recently gave up her 4 children for adoption.
Oh, God.
Gibson says she came to know the officers involved.
Are the cops parents at all?
Could be. After an officer approached her about becoming an informant, an offer she says she refused. Now, isn't it interesting to point out that this prostitute and so many other prostitutes, they get arrested, they get put in jail, and they're right back out on the streets.
Yeah.
Can anybody really make the argument that this system does anything at all to deter
gives the cops something to do, people to push around. And you know what's great is it also gives the Johns extra money. So, they're spreading the wealth.
Wait, how does that give the Johns extra money?
Well, since it's illegal, the Johns, they get extra because the women can't really go out into the marketplace and become their own bosses, form their own...
The pimps.
Yeah,
the Johns are getting hosed.
Yeah. The pimps. And you know what's interesting about that? In a way, what they're doing with her is clearly, they're saying, hey, if you're a prostitute for us, we'll trade you this. It's not going to be monetary trading, but we'll trade you this. So these cops were the Johns for this woman.
That's correct.
Giving her something else.
Yep. Gibson says that she had intercourse with officers on 5 occasions while the men were on duty. She also claimed she had oral sex once with an officer in his car. She said she told internal affairs investigators that the acts occurred in unmarked cars in alleyways or in Bradenton parking lots, and she said she once had intercourse with an officer on a metal chair in the Safe Street substation. Gibson claimed an officer once had oral sex with her and gave her 5 pieces of crack cocaine, which, again, isn't surprising if you understand the way these cops, they deal. I mean, the fact is, many of these corrupt cops have drugs on their person or in their police vehicles, their cruisers, that they can utilize to plant on people they don't like.
Or to get information. I mean, likely, right. If you need to get information from a person who deems crack to be valuable,
give them a little crack.
It's important to have crack on you.
She said the men offer to protect Gibson and her friends, looking the other way if they were caught up in undercover stings. And when she turned down the offer to be a confidential informant, she said the officers remained persistent. They tailed her to her mother's house, picked her up outside of motels, drove her to remote parts of the city.
She's just getting in the car with these guys?
It's just amazing. Hour number 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. The corruption continues. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.